You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. The warmer days bring people outdoors and onto our beautiful waterways. It's a good time for some safety reminders. It is a state law that there must be a wearable life jacket for every person on board a boat in Wisconsin.
You know, the department recommends that you wear it. It doesn't do a whole lot of good if it's stowed in a compartment.
That's Department of Natural Resources Lieutenant Darren Kuhn.
But the fact of the matter is, your biggest piece of safety equipment on a boat is your life jacket. It's proven to save lives.
Kuhn said 80% of boating fatalities nationwide are a result of drowning, making it the number one cause of death in boating accidents. It's also important to be safe while swimming. You should always check water depth before jumping or diving. Jennifer Doring is an emergency medicine physician assistant with Aspirus Health.
Avoiding alcohol while swimming, making sure that with little kids that you're paying attention to where they are, they're fast, they can get away, and they can unfortunately slip underneath the water fairly quickly.
Kuhn also said it's important to realize that alcohol affects people differently when out in the sun or on a boat, and mixing alcohol with other substances is not a good idea.
We're seeing the mixing of alcohol and prescription pills, which the warning labels on the pill bottle specifically say don't mix with alcohol. But that's a dangerous combination. And what people don't recognize a lot of the times is that alcohol specifically affects people differently on the boat. Being out in the environment, being out in the sun, the wave action, generally not eating a lot on the boat because you're just out having a nice day on the water. All of that plays a part in how fast alcohol affects the body.
Be safe out there while enjoying summer fun. Severe weather spawned numerous tornadoes across Wisconsin yesterday. Lisa Hale reports.
While northeast Wisconsin avoided much of the damage and the drama, other areas were not so lucky. A tornado made landfall in Loyal in Clark County yesterday around 5 p.m. An hour later, a tornado in Dodge County caused significant damage to structures, homes, and buildings, including a nursing home in Juneau and the Dodge County Airport. In Mayville, trees and power lines are downed, and buildings in the industrial park were damaged. We Energies is reporting over 12,000 customers are without power, primarily in the southern portion of the state. For WPS customers, the damage was less severe with only scattered outages.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is advising western and central Wisconsin residents that they'll be placing thousands of traps for spongy moths over the next few weeks. The agency is planning to place roughly 8,000 traps across the region in an effort to prevent the invasive species from continuing to spread. Officials say most of the traps will be placed in public areas, but some of them will need to be placed on private property where DATCP officials suspect new infestations are growing. Other bugs to watch out for this time of year are ticks. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Be mindful of ticks when you're enjoying or working in the great outdoors. We have 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but the one that causes the most trouble is the black-legged tick or deer tick. They are most likely to transmit Lyme disease. Wear protective clothing and use insect repellent. Check yourself and your clothing after being outdoors, especially your children and your pets. Experts say if you're bitten by a tick in Wisconsin, you have about a 50-50 chance the tick is carrying Lyme disease.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers back from their road trip host the Minnesota Twins tonight in Milwaukee. Chad Patrick on the mound for the crew against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers coming off that much-needed 9-5 win Wednesday in Cleveland. Better defense, better pitching, and driving in runners in scoring position. Christian Yelich.
You know, that's what we got to do if we want to be a good team. I think it's shut up at times this year. It just hasn't shut up consistently or as consistently as we would like. But, you just got to keep striving to get there and have it all click.
NFL Packers offseason practices continue in Green Bay without defensive back Jair Alexander. His position coach, Derek Ansley, asked, does he still keep in contact with Jair?
Every day. Every day we have, you know, contact every morning. I send them a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture. Sometimes it's just something that, you know, somebody sends me and I forward it to him. But, yeah, we have contact every morning.
That's Packers secondary coach Derek Ansley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. First it was HBO, then it was HBO Max. Then it was just Max, and now it's going back to HBO Max. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has decided that HBO is a respected brand that they should put back to help drive subscribers. Yes, by all means, lose the most respected part of the streaming title, the part that brought you Game of Thrones, True Detective, and White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight. Not sure they really lose anything if they drop Max. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop-a-loop to Will Ferrell, is putting out new material inspired by the backlash of his performance at the inauguration of the president. The rapper said he lost 500,000 Instagram followers and took a lot of heat for his decision, but said he appeared not to endorse the president, but from a deal he made with a business partner in order to bring resources to the hood. The music mogul said he does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents the gangster party. I guess it was a perfect fit then. Sorry, couldn't resist. The new season of Emily in Paris is getting a star power injection. Minnie Driver has agreed to join the show for the upcoming season, its fifth. Driver's credits include Gross Point Blank and Good Will Hunting, for which she was Oscar nominated. Driver joins Lily Collins, who plays the title character. Production is currently underway in Rome for the popular Netflix show. There is no release info yet on the dropping of season 5. Actress Scarlett Johansson is planning retaliation, and it has nothing to do with her Marvel character. Johansson was the victim of a joke on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update last year, thanks to her husband, Colin Jost's co-anchor, Michael Chi. Chi made a joke about Johansson's private parts, which shocked her as cameras caught her reaction backstage. Johansson told Vanity Fair that she was expecting a joke involving that region of the body, but was still blown away and said the joke was old school gross. Asleep with one eye open, Michael Chi. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be very windy today, mostly sunny with a few scattered showers possible this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s with wind out of the south to southwest gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, scattered showers will drop down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, scattered clouds cooler with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.